Thomas C. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating the neurological report on patient Mary Jo Johnson, J-O-H-N-S-O-N. Her address is 3338 Freshwater Creek, Chico, California, 95973, phone 661-342-2369. ID is XXX-XX-8063. Driver's license, that's DL-None. California ID number 50398166. Email is capitals Kirk N. Mary, M-A-R-Y, J-O, at gmail.com. It is addressed to Matthew Hazelton, N.P., nurse practitioner, Edlow Health and Wellness Primary Care, 601 Esplanade Suite 3, Chico, California, 95926, phone 530-332-7148, fax 530-893-6034. The clinical indication is neurological evaluation with history of cognitive decline. Next paragraph. Mary Jo moved here with her husband, having been under the care of Dr. David Arnopole, / Dr. Richard Axelan, M.D., in Bakersfield, California, 661-395-0900, fax 661-305-0700. Dear Matthew Hazelton, Hazelton, H-A-S-E-L-T-O-N, N-P, and professional colleagues, Mary Jo Johnson was initially seen in September of 2024, having been in the process of evaluation for cognitive decline with suspicions for degenerative dementia. New paragraph. She completed the NIH quality of life questionnaires showing slight to mild symptoms of cognitive decline. Daily symptoms of difficulty with recollection, difficulty in comprehension, distractibility, and difficulty with multitasking. She had slight to mild symptoms of sleep disturbance. Comma, an overall reduction in positive affect and well-being, comma, mild to moderate symptoms of anxiety, and moderate symptoms of depression. She demonstrated slight to mild symptoms of behavioral discontrol, and mild reduction in her ability to participate in social roles and activities. And reduce satisfaction in doing so. Her diagnostic electroencephalogram completed in June 21, 2023 and 24 showed rare diffuse slowing seen bilaterally and symmetrically suggesting an underlying mild encephalopathy without obvious epileptiform discharges. New paragraph, her laboratory evaluation for degenerative dementia etiologies showed a slight reduction in her renal function studies, with an elevated Quest AD detect all caps PTAU217 plasma value, consistent with concurrent mild cognitive impairment and symptomatic Alzheimer's disease. The Quest Alzheimer's disease detect all caps APOE isoform in the plasma showed values of E3/E4, an enhanced risk for Alzheimer's disease. Common laboratory study showed a slightly reduced platelet count, micronutrient study showed a reduced vitamin B3 level, and the Quest Alzheimer's detect beta-amyloid 4240 ratio was abnormal at a value of 0.157, expected to be greater than 0.170, placing her at an intermediate risk for Alzheimer's disease. New paragraph. Her initial MR brain imaging study, completed in March of 2023 in Bakersfield, on a 1.5 Tesla unit, showed mild to moderate age-related volume loss with compensatory dilatation of the ventricular system and prominence of the overlying sulci. A chronic infarct involving the medial and superior margins of the left parietal lobe was identified and was new in appearance from previous studies. With volume loss more pronounced involving the anterior margins of the temporal lobes, there was chronic small vessel ischemic disease and a small chronic infarct involving the median superior margin of the left parietal lobe. New paragraph. Cervical MR imaging showed mild degenerative disc disease, C5-C6, minimal retrolisthesis of C4 on C5, minimal degeneration of C6-C7 with slight encroachment on the spinal canal. Foraminal narrowing identified at C4-C5 on the right, and a normal pairing spinal cord. New paragraph, the amyloid PET CT imaging study for Alzheimer's dementia completed at the Halo Breast Care Center on January 13, 2025, showed a positive scan by imaging guidelines, indicating moderate to frequent amyloid neuritic plaques. There was a focal increase in AMYVID, amyvid uptake within the right occipital lobe, cortical gray matter, borderline increased uptake in the left occipital lobe, cortical gray matter, increased uptake in the right frontal lobe, a focus of increased cortical takes seat in the posterior aspect of the left temporal lobe with diffuse loss of gray-white matter differentiation. Was not seen. New paragraph. She completed the Montreal Cognitive Assessment, parenthesis, capital MOCA, end parenthesis, with an overall score of 7/30. Showing difficulties with visuospatial executive function. Attention dash subtractions. Language fluency. Absent recall. And poor orientation. New paragraph. She completed the AD-8 dementia screening interview, showing a history of problems with judgment, decision-making, and thinking. She was noted to forget correct months of the year, and daily problems with thinking or memory. She was initiated and treated with donepezil beginning at 5 milligrams in the evening and memantine 5 milligrams in the evening and increasing dosages. New paragraph. Today, her medicines were readjusted, increasing the donepezil to 5 milligrams in the morning and 10 milligrams in the evening, and the memantine to 5 milligrams in the morning and 10 milligrams in the evening. New paragraph. Mary Jo and her husband were counseled as to the opportunity to participate as a qualified candidate in the Leqembi LUQUMBI infusion program provided at the infusion center in Marysville. They discussed this with their family, and they declined this opportunity at this time. New paragraph. I will be seeing her for reevaluation in approximately 2 months in consideration for readjustment of her treatment regimen as we move on with treatment for her degenerative dementia. New paragraph. I'll send a follow-up report when she returns.